Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We've heard this for a few years now about you prefer a mobile quarterback. How much of that?
I've heard that too. You know, I prefer a winning quarterback. You don't have to be mobile. I believe that guy in New England won a lot. He's not very mobile.
So that's Chargers coach Anthony Lynn. And add them to the list of teams in Indianapolis who, for all intents and purposes, have their tongue out for Tom Brady at the thought of Tom Brady, not even hiding it that well. I mean, Bruce Arians and the Buccaneers, which we'll get back to, was something else yesterday, man. Like, beyond obvious that Tom Brady is their number one choice, and they're going to go after him. And I think that the Chargers are right there behind him with Anthony Lynn yesterday. He's asked about Tom Brady to the Chargers, and he says, we leave all options open.
I don't know, just rumors, I guess. I don't know. You know, all options on the table for us, though.
That's, wow. And he says, well, how about the mobile quarterback? You got Tyrod Taylor. We hear you like a mobile quarterback. Well, actually, that guy in New England doesn't move, and we like him. And meanwhile, Bruce Arians is asked, what free agent quarterback, if he called, would you pick up the phone for? And he says, Tom Brady. That we know. So the Chargers have frequently been mentioned for Brady. But have we left out another team there out west? Jimmy Stewart, executive producer, sources on the ground, a lot of fingers in a lot of pies. He's got a finger in the Brady pie. Yeah. He's given us some Brady stuff before.
Maybe the Brady injury after the Tennessee game on the...
That's right.
Vrabel just trolled him.
Thank you.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Had it the next day.
Okay. Well, what do you got here?
Teams and hold that on, Tom is interested in. Vegas, Miami, Tennessee, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
Really?
Oh. Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, stand by. You said Vegas, Tennessee, Miami, Chargers, and Rams. And you said, I'm sorry, teams that Tom is interested in.
Right, that's the way he phrased it, yes.
Teams that Tom is interested in.
Correct.
Okay.
Why didn't they?
Okay. Really? Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Stand by.
What teams that Tom is interested in? Sorry to cut you off, though, Mike. I didn't hear New England Patriots on that list, Jimmy.
So what did your Apple Watch say about Brady in New England?
0% chance.
Okay. Really?
Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay. Yes. Stand by.
0%?
Your sources say Brady back to New England, 0%.
Yep.
And so I misunderstood when you came in here during the break. He wants the Rams. It's not Rams' interest in him. But this makes sense to me.
Brady likes L.A.
Well,
there's also another connection if you're interested.
Go ahead. I am.
There's supposedly a Brady-OBJ connection. And that's why the Giants would be eliminated, because the Giants aren't trading back for OBJ.
So what you're saying is that wherever Brady goes, Odell Beckham's following.
That's the theory, yes.
And Brady and
Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, stand by.
So Brady and Odell Beckham, correct me if I'm wrong, they're also Instagram lovers, right?
Brady likes every talented, cretinous receiver there is on the planet. You've got to be talented and an a-hole, and he's your guy, man. Sausage emojis all over the place.
But they basically swap spit on Instagram.
Yes, correct.
Saying, right?
Yes,
he's like Antonio Brown, but actually with a team.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to get that on the record, that people know that there's been a...
No, I think they've been at it for a while, those two.
Yeah, a love affair on Instagram between those two.
Correct.
So there is a connection between OBJ on the record, documented, other than what Jimmy's telling us. I just want people to know that.
There's also a possibility that Alex Guerrero has a big say in where Tom Brady goes, and Alex Guerrero wants out of here.
I believe
here
that.
Being New England.
Shocker.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, I think that's beyond obvious. The Brady camp is done with Boston. That's for sure. Whether Brady's done with the Patriots or not, we'll find out.
But I mean, when Tom comes into Boston, he stays at Alex's house, supposedly.
He doesn't still have that place in the Back Bay. I thought Zoe talks about him still having that, the brownstone that he had. Either way.
Don't know.
Whatever. The point being, the Rams are interesting to me in that, well, if they're competing directly with the Chargers, are they just going to let the Chargers waltz in and take Tom Brady? It's like, so they've got to think about that competitive element right there. Furthermore, Goff, limited. What do you think? He completely blows like Murray does, or is just an average guy, is certainly not Tom Brady. And Brady and McVay makes a certain amount of sense to me from a talent standpoint. I don't think the offense is what Brady's doing, you know, run, bootleg, like that sort of stuff. I don't know.
In terms of wide receivers, though, Cooper Kupp is essentially your Edelman. Robert Woods is pretty good.
No, the talent's there.
He's worked with Brandon Cooks, even though he sucks.
Oh, they got players. There's no question they got players.
The fly in the ointment is Goff's contract, and I've been trying to piece it together. He has the way it's structured right now is that if they get rid of him, he has a $57 million dead cap hit, $57 million in dead money.
Oof.
Or 51, according to another site. It's somewhere in the 50s because
cap space can be maneuvered, as we all know, in a number of different ways. So
there are, I've always allowed for the rare exception where the money's just so bananas and a contract so poorly structured that it does actually, it does happen, you know, sort of like 1 in 100, the cap does come into play. And I wonder if this is the one.
I mean, that number makes him untradeable.
So he has a dead cap charge of over $50 million. However, also reading up, and again, so like I'm not the contract's the impediment. I don't want to give you too many details to give you a popsicle headache. He's got a roster bonus due, a guaranteed roster bonus due on the 19th of March, meaning the first day of the league year, which means you have a day to trade him. And does that roster bonus, can they trade him the first day of the league year, get out of that $21 million roster bonus, and then the dead cap hit is not $50 million, it's whatever, 25, and is
20,
that
right.
20, and then is that doable?
Right, which is essentially like what the Steelers absorbed with Antonio Brown, right?
Because now you're trading his base salary, which is guaranteed, is 10, that roster bonus is 21. So if you can save that, and instead of it being $50 million, $20 million in cap, in dead cap money, then you're talking.
Right, that's been done.
Okay, so
so over the cap has this little function where you can put pre-June 1st trade.
Yeah, I've been playing with that.
And if he's traded, it's $20 million, not $50.
Right, I've been playing with that. That's exactly what, if he's traded pre-June 1, the dead cap charge is $20 million. But you've already paid that $21 million roster bonus, and I just, if you look further, that roster bonus is due March 19. So would you have to trade him the first day of the league year? That's pre-June 1, that's pre-roster bonus, and like, I just wonder, there's usually a path out of these things. I wonder if that's their path out of it. I don't know. I just think if Brady's that and Alex are that horny for L.A. and the teams are competing against each other, I mean, I don't know if there's more, is there another team in the league more built to win now than the Rams? I've been loading up for years.
You pick the Rams over the Chargers if you're Brady. Although, believe it or not, offensively, you could argue the Chargers might actually have more. You could argue that. But that aside, I think the Rams are the better play if you're Brady. If you can pick between the two L.A. franchises, I mean, the coaches alone. You're picking McVay,
sure, yeah.
You're picking McVay, you're picking Anthony Lynn.
McVay, 100 times out of 100.
And you're picking the bigger, better franchise, the more established franchise in L.A.
Does Tom Brady in a Rams helmet make sense?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
He would look good in that uni.
He would look really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Namath at the end. I don't know. He would look good. He would look right. He would look right there.
Oh, my God. The league would love that. The league would love Brady in L.A.
I mean, you know there's a mystery team. You know there's a team that's going to come out of the woodwork where we're going to go, oh, that's not that, you know, of we've mentioned like every team, but except that one.
I'll tell you the one that to me sort of keep hanging there without a definitive no, and that's Miami. Like, again, I saw comments from Flores the other day where he said something to the effect of, yeah, you know, I'll say the same thing Steven said, meaning Steven Ross, the owner. Why would he want to come here? But they don't say they're not interested. They just say, why would he want to come here? Meaning, if Brady showed up and said, I'm interested, would they take him? I think they would. I don't know. Again, I'm not telling you that it's a favorite. I'm not, and there might be someone we haven't even mentioned, which I think is really where your point is.
Yeah, the Rams.
So, but, you know, I still wonder if Miami has interest and they're just playing it coy like everybody else.
But let's be clear, because I misunderstood when Jimmy told me off the air. It's your source there on your Apple Watch says teams Brady is interested in.
Yes, Team Tom.
Okay, not teams that are interested in Tom. So, you know, like the Rams thing could be a total non-starter. The Brams have no, Brady obviously is interested in LA. which makes sense, which makes a great deal of sense. Maybe he makes no sense for the Rams from their perspective. But it's a place he and Alex, and that's another piece there of Jimmy's report.
A huge piece.
Alex has a say. Alex and slash TB12.
Can we add in a third part that there's 0% chance that it's New England, according to Jimmy?
Do you agree with that?
No.
So I don't agree with it either, but that's what I'm told.
0% feels extremely low.
Well, so I mean, I'll just say this. Like, if you asked Brady right now, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he says, no chance, I'm gone. But I'll just repeat what I've said many, many times. Now,
three weeks.
Now here the contract is in front of you from Mark Davis, that dolt with the stupid hair. And you're going to now go be a Vegas Raider. And there's the line. There's the X here. Tom, here's the pen. Sign.
It's got P.F. Chang Chang sauce all over it, too.
Duck sauce. Right.
And Tom's like, his hand's shaking. He's like, nope, can't do it. He tosses the pen.
Starts thinking about the crying children in Chelmsford and everything.
So if you tell me that Brady's saying right now, yeah, I'm not coming back, I agree. Let's see when the contract's, and I'd say the same, I'll keep repeating this, the same thing about Bill Belichick. Yeah, I can win with Andy Dalton. All right. Here's the deal. Here's the paper in front of you. Fifth round pick to Cincinnati for Andy Dalton. He restructures his contract to $9 million this year. All set, signed, sealed, and delivered. Here's the paper. We got to fax it to the league for the trade. You ready to do it, Bill? Hold on a second.
You know, Robert Kraft, line one.
Right. Like at the last minute, they all just say, wait a minute. Like, so that's, I just totally allow for that on all sides.
Maybe this is why Bill hasn't called Brady, according to Karen last week, is he knows.
I mean, look, again, we're talking about human beings here. I'm just telling you, if we're handicapping the field, I have more confidence in Bill standing his ground than any of the other people involved.
Certainly.
Like, and so could he crack? Sure, but I don't think he's gonna.
So here's what I think we're learning, and this is an important piece. Brady has a market. He has a tremendous market. And I think there was some thought from fans or observers that said, well, who's going to want Brady and who's going to want to, you know, pay him this kind of money for a 43-year-old guy who only has a year or two left, and you have to sacrifice all this money and all this guaranteed money and all this cap space. You know, Brady might not have a market. The Pats are going to be content to let Brady go to market, find what's out there, and then come back to him because he's going to find there really may not be there anything for him.
And there were a lot of people who did believe that.
It's dead wrong. There are a lot of teams after him. He is going to get a tremendous offer. And frankly, the Pats are not going to be able to compete with the offer. They are not going to be able to compete with multiple teams going to Brady saying, here's a blank check for your salary. You fill that out however you want to fill that out. 3 years, 100, 2 years, 60, half of it guaranteed, whatever. You fill out your money, but let's just say 3 years and 100 with over half guaranteed. There it is, Tommy.
86 guaranteed.
I'm sorry now?
86 guaranteed. That's more than Kirk Cousins.
But did Kirk Cousins get 86 in guaranteed
money?
He got
85 in guaranteed.
Wow. Okay. No,
but Goff got, well, anyway, go ahead.
Well, so anyway, when you listen to these teams, how freaking horny they are for him, there's going to be that kind of offer there.
Yeah, I never had a doubt about this. I mean, okay, so one that, go ahead. Anyway.
But listen, you know, he's going to go to this team. It's going to say, Tom, 3 years, 100, and you pick your roster, and you're the partner with the coach. It's you and Gruden. It's you and Vrabel. It's you and Bruce. It's you and whoever. And 3 years, $100 million. You build the roster. You build the offense. Here it is. And he goes to New England, and they say, 1 year, 22. We'll give you a second-year roster bonus tied to performance-based, and we can't guarantee anything on the roster because you're taking up too much cap space. And that's what the Pats are not going to be able to compete with the other offers. Now, that doesn't mean Brady goes. Because Helsinki syndrome, you know, he's taken on the cause of his captors. He's like, an abused victim here. He just goes back for the abuse.
As in Helsinki, Sweden.
And he might. So he might. Like, the offer will not compete. This I'm feeling strongly about. The Patriots' offer will not be able to compete. He still might come back. But they won't be able to compete with what he's hearing out in the market.
No, he's going to have better offers elsewhere.
And
all the way across, not just the money, but the input, all of it. To me, it makes there are more reasons for him to leave than to stay, and I think that has probably been true for some time.
What do you think? Brady Watch continues with your calls after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Dugger and Maz.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
You said before about door number two. Who's behind door number two?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with like Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers and all these guys that are potentially going to be out there.
I've never heard that before. Guys are still under contract. Free agency hadn't begun. And a sitting coach is on national TV, and he needs a quarterback, and he's asked behind what's door number two, and he gives you the names. It was Bruce Arians yesterday on the NFL Network. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, never. I mean, it really is. Because, again, technically it is. It's tampering. These guys aren't on the market yet.
I mean, so like...
Let alone tip away your plan to other teams.
So we like people know it and it's talked about and tampering happens. And we all know who they should be interested in. We all know the names that are available. But when a coach is in front of a microphone, you play the game. Guys under contract, not allowed to talk about it. We have options on the table. We're going to assess them all. You talk generically. You don't get asked what's behind door number two, three, and four, and then say Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Phillip Rivers. You don't say the names.
Oh, it is. It's great. It's
supposed to be mystery behind those doors.
Or just you got to at least give lip service to it.
Yeah. I'm developing a newfound respect for this guy. It is. It's to be applauded. Because I mean, you hear and you go, that is just great.
And he did it all day. He was asked on another media session yesterday if a certain free agent quarterback picked up the phone or called you, would you pick up the phone? And who would you pick up the phone for? And he goes, Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers. He mentioned Rivers next, but who would you pick up the phone for? Well, you know, we're not allowed to talk to players under contract, but we like Jameis and, you know, we're going to see how that goes. And when we hit March 18, like everybody else, we'll assess the market and hopefully we can improve the position. That's what 1,000 out of 1,000 guys say. Instead, he says, Tom Brady. Great. All right, so
I think they've got Rivers in their hip pocket. That's what I think. Tampa Bay. I think they got Rivers in their hip pocket. If they don't, they're trying to piss off Jameis Winston.
Well, what I think, they know they have Rivers, but they're going to go Brady.
Yeah, right. They're going to go after Brady.
We're going to go after Brady, and if he'll take it, then Phillip, sorry, see ya. But it's Brady's behind door number one. Rivers is behind door number two. And Winston, if they think Winston's behind door number three, I wouldn't count on that, because if I'm Jameis Winston and I hear this stuff, I'm like, fellas, see you later. You don't believe in me.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like Arians is trying to piss him off. And maybe Arians said, like, I was here. You asked me to work with the kid and he threw 30 picks. Get his ass out of here.
I don't think they care about pissing him off.
Yeah, maybe not.
I mean, when they ask him, does Jameis know your plan? He said, no. And they ask Arians, are you going to tell him? He says, no. Like, no respect for the guy whatsoever.
It's great. It is. It's just absolutely priceless.
Okay, so we continue with your thoughts on the Brady watch. Matt in West Bridgewater waiting patiently. Hi, Matt.
Don't you guys think at this point in his career, Brady just wants the weapons because he wants to win more? Look at all the times he's given back, and they've never given him any real premier talent for that. He's just sick of it, and he thinks it's cost him more titles, especially if another team says, we'll give you AB or OBJ. And they try to dangle Gronk out there, who wants to play with Brady, just not the Pats anymore. Because if Brady leaves, what does Edelman turn into besides a puddle of sadness?
Okay, man, he will be a puddle of sadness. That's right, man.
Good way to put it.
I'm not telling you how Brady feels about that. He might feel that way. I haven't been surrounded by enough, and I need a better chance to produce and win. If he feels that way, you know what I would say to him? F off. You've got to be kidding. You mean New England has not put you in a position to succeed? Shut up. seriously. And I don't mean to, you know, swear at him or yell at him because I haven't heard him say that. It's just the caller. But if that's really how he feels, dude, you can't be serious.
Right. 9 Super Bowls, 6 titles. Go find that somewhere else.
You haven't been put in a position to win or succeed. But I hear fans say this all the time, and I hear that undercurrent from the Brady camp, which is, what is he surrounded by and what do you put next to him? And, you know, you got to give him a better chance to perform and to succeed, to which I would say, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, so he has a little bit of a leg to, I mean, shouldn't say a little bit. He has something to stand on there in the last couple of years, right? I mean, they've in the last year in particular, they didn't have enough on offense this year.
They had one of the best defenses in the league and were one defensive stop away from being a Final Four team in home playoff games and byes and the whole thing. They just missed being right there again. He was put in a tremendous position to succeed, and he threw a pick six in week 17.
Okay, but the weapons have deteriorated.
Yes.
So that's the only point.
But don't tell me he has been put in a good position.
No. But again, the weapons have deteriorated, which is fine. I mean, I don't have a huge argument with him on that one. I would also say to him over the years, like, if you're going to bitch about the fact that he had no weapons over the years, you do it now when you're 42? Now? All those years you took the pay cuts and you kept taking the cheese?
I'm just saying.
You're going to come back now and all of a sudden they're going to spend the money on weapons for you?
Like, I agree that N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers weren't ready. Fine. You were still put in a tremendous position to succeed, as you have for 20 straight years. 20 straight years. And there are other Hall of Fame quarterbacks who would have died to have to suffer through what you've had to suffer through, Tommy. If Aaron Rodgers were here for 20 years, he would have won a couple. And Peyton Manning would have won more than the one he won in Indy. You don't think those guys would have liked to have had, you know, what you've been, quote-unquote, surrounded by? A defense and a coach and an organization that has a clue? Come on, cut the crap with that.
Yeah, if he comes back thinking they're all of a sudden going to load up around him on offense, he's a sucker.
But he's still, and even if they don't, he's going to be put in a position to win.
Yeah, I'm just saying that again. To me, I think he focuses on the weapons.
We've got Josh in Somerville on the Giants story. Yes, Josh.
Hey, Felgie, yeah, 60 time, long time. As diabolical as you are, both of you guys, we both talk about Brady to the Giants. I'm shocked you haven't come up with this angle yet because it's right up your alley. So bear with me. What if the Giants have been talking to Parcells about maybe coming out of retirement for 1 to 2 years, assuming Brady's on board? That way Parcells gets his ticket to Belichick.
Josh.
And he can win with Brady as well, and Brady can stick it to Belichick. And
Josh.
Show that he can win without fault.
Josh. No. Yeah, I'm just going to cut you off.
No, sure.
They just hired a new head coach.
And not only
Parcells
that,
is done. He's yeah, done. It's over.
Like 80.
I mean, again, if you know, and I say this with all the respect, he's aged a lot.
Big
time.
He's a courtesy consultant with the Browns right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, courtesy consultant?
I have no idea. But he's honestly, he's not capable of doing it.
He's
anymore.
Toast. And I'm right. I don't mean to like rag on his age or senility or anything, but he's
slowed down a lot.
Done.
He's slowed down a lot.
Okay, so if you'd call me 10 years ago on that, maybe. Kevin in Cambridge, the Giants fan doesn't want Tom Brady. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, did Giants fans wake up this morning and collectively hit themselves over the head with a hammer? Because the mental gymnastics that I've listened to them do today to try to convince themselves that somehow Daniel Jones is better than Brady is right now should win a gold medal. I mean, you can still build a team around Brady for the next 2 years because his cap hit's going to be low, and then have Jones step in when he leaves. And just a quick point on how the Patriots should replace Brady. I'm with Big Jim. I want them to have a competition with Stidham, bring in another rookie, and bring in a veteran.
Okay, so, yeah, the veteran, but, you know, when Murray hears the names of the veterans, he rejects them all.
A veteran that has no chance of seeing the field and that can't really compete. It's emergency only. So, like, Matt Moore
So why were you against A.J. McCarron?
Oh, so fine. A guy that will literally never see the field, then fine. Yeah, bring in A.J. McCarron for, like, $1 million. So fine. He's not really going to compete, and Maz can lust over his wife. But it's an actual competition between Jared Stidham, like the caller said, and someone they can draft this year, like Jake Fromm.
Oh, Your Honor, that's hearsay. I've never said anything about his wife. I like McCarron, the player.
Murray, what if Stidham's not ready, and the rookie's not going to be ready?
Well, good. Go 5-11, then, and suck.
No, but I don't get it. Like, why would you want...
No. Because what's the end? What's the means to the end? By bringing in an Andy Dalton or one of these retread idiots?
Competing.
What's that mean?
Having a football season.
Yeah, right. So, 9-7, and you're still going to lose a division to the Jets or someone. Like, I'm good. Let's rebuild where Brady's moving on. I've accepted that because I don't want to go through last year.
Hold on. You're saying if you're just winning in divisions and going with the playoffs, you might as well just tank and suck?
Yeah, it's about finding the new quarterback and rebuilding with a new guy. Yeah, they're not going to truly compete with a loser like Andy Dalton. I don't want that. I'm not going to live with that.
So, but you're rebuilding with the young guy on the bench. And that's the whole idea, that the guy's not ready.
No,
so
throw him right into the fire. You either got it or you don't.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Again, Murray lives for the here and now.
I know. Tom Brady wasn't ready year one. Murray, it took him a year.
I'm pretty much sure he was ready to go.
He wasn't. Pat.
He just had to wait for that big stiff to get hurt and get out of the way.
He wasn't as a rookie. He wasn't. Pat Mahomes didn't start his first year.
Probably should have.
Come on, Murray. Come on.
The game's safer and watered down now. You can throw these guys right in. You know if they have it or they don't.
Okay. Meanwhile, we will give you a combine update, meaning a CBA update, and we'll hear from potentially Brady's new head coach, all coming up after Murray's update.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
All right, the CBA update is this, that they've sent it to the full body membership. Even though the player reps aren't so hot on it. And the votes have all been close. Like, they have this advisory committee. At first, they voted 6-5 against it among the players. Then I guess they amended it today to 7-4. They lost another member. The player reps themselves, I think it was something like 17-14 and one abstained for it. Okay, so it's been like 50-50, you know, among the NFLPA leadership. Yet they're still going to put it out to a full vote of all union members of all the players. And that only needs a simple majority. So 50.01% gets it, which means it's going to pass.
Yeah, it's going to be, probably.
So I've heard, and I've looked at conflicting things. They went back in and they had some talks in Indianapolis. And I saw one report that said the owners didn't cave on anything or didn't give in on anything or didn't put any sweeteners in the deal. And then I saw someone else that said they relented on the $250,000 17-game bonus. Did you see that too?
I did not. No, I saw that you mentioned it. I haven't seen it.
I thought I saw it on one ticker or whatnot. Because that is, I think it's an overrated element. Meaning, and in case you don't know what I'm talking about, for any player currently under contract, if they go to 17 games, all these guys are paid on 16 games. So for the 17th game, the league said, we'll give you more money, but it's capped at $250,000, which means if you make more than $4.25 million, you're getting screwed. You should be making more in a game check than $250,000. So the players that are making, you know, certainly 10, 12, 15, like those guys, J.J. Watt, the J.J. Watts of the world, look at that in that 17 week and go, non-starter. No, bad deal, not signing it, which I get. Practically speaking, though, the deal is that 17 games is not going to be for another couple of years. And there's hardly any player ever anywhere who goes more than 2 or 3 years without a restructure of some kind. So any new contract is going to account for 17 games. Any restructured contract is going to account for 17 games. And all J.J. Watt has to do is get to the season where there's 17 games and hold out and say, let's restructure. And if he's still good and they want him, they probably will. So I think it just looks bad and sounds bad, and it does. You make $10 million, but we're going to pay you like you make $4 million for the 17th game.
I mean, I just think that's as chintzy as it gets.
It's insulting and chintzy, but practically speaking, I don't think it's going to come up. I don't think it's going to come up hardly at all. Because all these players, if they're under contract past 2022, are going to be restructured between now and then. And so, but apparently the owners backed off on that or didn't. Like, I'm still unclear on that.
Yeah, see, the only problem is that, and I hear what you're saying about the restructuring. The problem is those are the biggest contracts in the game. That's where the owners will save the most money.
For sure.
So the owners want to add an extra game, but they're saying we're not going to pay the best players what they're worth for that extra game. I could not agree to that if I were a player. I would say no.
So here it is. This is from ESPN. The owners also agreed to eliminate the 250 cap on earnings for players when they get to the extra game check for the 17 games.
Okay, good.
So they did. And again, I just think it's more of an appearance thing, but still it's an important appearance thing. Like, come on, guys. You know, you're already screwing us around as it is. We're taking a bad deal as it is. You know, let's just take that one out, shall we?
Yeah, let's use the obvious example. Tom Brady signs for $30 million a year.
Right.
But Tom, in the final game, you're going to effectively make a $4 million salary.
Right.
What?
Right.
So Tom Brady, for 1 week, is going to give up the equivalent of, you know, a season's equivalent of $26 million in pay? No way. Right. And again, I'm extrapolating the numbers to make it sound more dramatic than it is. But even so, that's preposterous. That is preposterous. It would cost him almost $2 million to play that game.
Here's an interesting angle. Similar to last week's meeting, I'm reading from the ESPN story. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was a force in last night's talks, sources tell ESPN. Some players entered the meeting with the feeling there was more negotiating to be done on the offseason program, but they were disappointed when they were told there would be no additional negotiations on the topic. Apparently, Rodgers was big on more time off in the offseason, fewer padded practice, like that whole piece, and he really lobbied hard for it. Twitch is like,
what a baby.
Dude, why don't you worry about like getting your game back a little bit versus taking more time off? It's just a bad look, and especially because, you know, the padded practices and all that stuff, it really doesn't impact you. You're running around with a red jersey anyway. No one can touch you in those practices. So what does it matter? It makes no practical difference to a quarterback whether practices are contact or non-contact, because they're always non-contact. Even in the padded practices, the quote-unquote contact practices, they have the red jersey and you can only tag them. So they never have contact practices. So what are you bitching about?
I have no idea.
It's just being a pain in the ass to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Because you, sir, are kind of a pain in the ass, Aaron Rodgers. Meanwhile, I just wanted to play this. Because we laughed about it yesterday. The hardo down there in New York, Tom Brady's new head coach, potentially. Joe Judge, the former Patriots special teams coach, who's the head coach now with the Giants, you know. Sergeant Hulka there. No, who was the Francis there in stripes? Lighten up, Francis. The
Psycho.
This guy, Psycho, right, Psycho, right. Name's Francis, but my friends call me Psycho. Lighten up, Francis.
You call me Francis,
exactly,
I'll kill you.
Right, exactly, thank you. That guy. This is the new head coach of the Giants, your former special teams coach, Joe Judge. He's asked yesterday about his depth chart and, you know, how do you feel about Daniel Jones as your starter? And he says, look at this blank wall behind me, folks. This blank wall is my depth chart. There are no starters. Like, shut up, you jackass, hardo.
Seriously.
You're like, who's your starting running back? It's a blank slate. Shut up. He also had this, so people asked him to follow up on this. So there was a follow-up on this blank wall behind me is my depth chart comment. So they asked him to follow up, and he went into the injury report. Listen to this guy.
You don't want to create expectations for players that they have to go ahead and live up to. We're going to let them do that themselves with how they play and perform. You know, it's kind of like talking about injuries, you know. And you have to understand there's a reason why not to address injuries. And there's kind of two folds on this. You know, if I say Billy's got a hamstring and some expert out there says that's a 4 to 6 week injury. All right. When he doesn't come back till week 7 or 8, Billy must not be tough. And then when Davey has a hamstring a few weeks later and they're completely separate injuries on different people and different medical grade, he comes back in 3 weeks. Well, he must be a lot tougher than Billy. So I don't want to create expectations out there that someone else has to live up to.
Lighten up, Francis.
Jesus. Oh, God, yeah, this guy's such
a... Relax.
Oh, my God, what a tight ass he is. Seriously. Like, can you imagine what he's going to be like in the final minutes of a game?
Davey and Billy's hamstrings and, like, what?
It's like the worst SAT question you've ever heard.
This guy must have severe constipation when he gets the problem, man. Seriously. His ass is so tight. Like, it's as tight as it can get. He's as tight as a drum.
I'm about an old school physical mentality. Oh, he's going to flame out so fast.
Tight as a snare drum, for crying out loud. Judge. Tight booty Judge.
Meanwhile, the Giants on the list, according to Mike Giardi of the NFL Network. There is no need for sources or inside reporting when it comes to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are all in on Brady. They made that clear yesterday. More on that story with your calls after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's not like we don't like Jameis. We do like Jameis. We have to prepare for every scenario. This is a unique year where there's a lot of experienced quarterbacks that could potentially become free agents. We won't know that for a while now, but, you know, what's going to happen, who's going to be available, we don't know. We just prepare for every scenario, and Jameis is one of those scenarios and one of those options, and we feel like we can win with Jameis. We've got to improve in some areas, but he actually did improve in other areas. So, you know, we just have to be prepared for everything and any scenario that could come up. And we've talked through this, and I feel pretty good about our plan, whatever that ends up being.
It's Jason Light, Tampa Bay GM. Those Buccaneers cannot stop talking about the options available in free agency. At least Jason Light has the common sense not to mention names, unlike Bruce Arians, who says Tom Brady, Philip Rivers.
It hits. It's like every time you do that, it's like I can't believe that he actually did it. And it's so rare to have an executive or a coach or someone to like just blurt it out. Just burn out with that. Like, yeah, we're going after Brady.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking, who would you like behind mystery door number two? Brady. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and all these guys that are.
Naming names.
I mean, Breeze isn't even on the market, really, for crying out loud. If I were the Saints, I'd be pissed.
Tom Brady.
Like, the guy says he's coming back to play only for us, and this guy's trying to recruit him in Tampa? Unbelievable.
Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and all these guys that are...
Great. And we don't have sound to the other one, but he was asked point blank. He was said, when he was asked if there was a quarterback available who would cause him to pick up the phone, he said, quote...
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady, Andrew Brees, and Philip Rivers. He said Brady and Rivers on that one. But Ben Volen wrote in the Globe, beware of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They need a quarterback, and they should be seen as a serious threat to steal Brady away from the Patriots. Do you think they are a serious threat to steal Brady away from the Patriots?
I mean, no, I don't. And I'll tell you, I personally do not. Now,
why?
Because they're Tampa Bay.
And Brady would never go there.
No. I have a hard time believing that Brady, Tom Brady, like, you know, Mr. Corporate logo and self-promoter now.
Brand.
Right. Mr. Brand is going to tack on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
One of the worst brands in all sports.
It just doesn't fit. So now I know Murray will explain from a football standpoint that it does. I just say Tampa Bay. Brady? No. Doesn't work.
Yeah,
no.
The main negative is that it's Tampa, and it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, maybe the most irrelevant franchise in the NFL in all of sports. But if Brady wants to embark on the ha-ha tour and blah everybody, there's no better place to do it than a place that nobody really cares about. For a franchise nobody really cares about, right? Like, and they have weapons there. So from the football standpoint, like Ben Volen puts in his column, there's real weapons there. Mike Evans, you can make a case that he's maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL. Godwin, Chris Godwin's pretty good. Good tight end. Bruce Arians is an offensive-minded coach. He's gotten the best out of older quarterbacks in the past. So, you know, there's reasons offensively why it would work, and their defense was all right too. So I could see it. You know, you're in a division where you really only have to worry about the Saints. You could maybe win at 10-6 if New Orleans has a down year. But, man, it is tough to get over, like, Tampa. Like, what an armpit.
I mean, you know, again, we had Cam and Taunton, who calls the show all the time, said earlier today, and it's a great way to put it. Could you see LeBron James playing for the Memphis Grizzlies? Could you see Sidney Crosby playing for the Florida Panthers? Just doesn't fit.
So it's the only team I think it doesn't fit. As you've heard me say many times, I would like to see Brady go. I'm rooting for the story from a talk show standpoint. I also think it would help him and the Patriots. Certainly the Patriots long term would be better off turning the page and ripping off the Band-Aid sooner rather than later. I'm firmly on record as that. I also, as part of that, reject the notion I hear from Patriots fans, which is he's going to diminish his legacy if he goes to that team. And a lot of Patriots fans feel that way if he puts on any other uniform. Brady in any other uniform diminishes his legacy. I firmly reject that until we get to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's one uniform. That's one location. That's one team where I would say, oh, your brand just took a hit. You're a Buccaneer.
And you're talking about potential suitors now. Like Jacksonville's another one.
You got it. Right. I'm talking about teams that might be in on him. Jacksonville would do the same thing. Like, you're a Jag? Like, but that's how I feel about the Bucs. Like, I think going to the Raiders does not hurt his brand. Going to the Chargers does not hurt his brand. Going to the Titans and they win does not hurt his brand. They have to win. Going to and Dallas doesn't hurt his brand. Going to the Rams doesn't hurt his brand. Going to the Dolphins, I don't think hurts his brand, but he's going to have to win. I think going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hurts his brand, even if he wins. Like, going to Miami or Tennessee, that's kind of cheesy, but if they win, it makes perfect sense.
Define hurts his brand, though. Like, people now think he sucks. Like, the legacy's tainted. I don't buy that.
The visual imaging. The visual imaging of him wearing some stupid pirate helmet. And I know, emailers, that the Raiders have a pirate on their helmet, too. That's the silver and black, commitment to excellence. I know this is from a different era, too, but it's the Raiders. It's not the Buccaneers.
What if they change the uniforms to something cool?
They are changing their uniforms. How could they possibly have something cool? They're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
See, it's the franchise. There's going to be some no juice.
There's going to be some corny pirate ship pirate thing on the helmet. And if it's the old orange creamsicle, maybe we're talking, Murray. But let's face it, that was a hideous uniform. It's just cool now because it's so dated and it's so hideous that it's now become cool. But that wasn't no great shakes either. With the Buccaneer, like, that guy was cheesy too. And these current uniforms are a complete abomination. Never mind what they're going to come up with next, which you know is going to be hideous. Florida cheeseball hideous.
Or maybe he trusts in his brand so much that he looks at it as a challenge of going to a place like Tampa and revitalizing that franchise.
So look, that'd be a great story.
Tampa Bay makes sense on every level other than the fact that they're the Buccaneers.
I told you, Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers and the city. The Buccaneers are the colon of the NFL and Tampa Bay is the colon of America. Like, it just, Tom Brady would be lowering himself to go play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Podunk.
I want it. You two middlers. Oh, no, no, I want him back. You either want him gone or you want him back.
I didn't say I wanted him back. I just don't want him to go to Tampa.
No, you want him gone, then you want him to go to
Tampa.
Okay,
man, so here's the option. He either plays for the Patriots or plays for the Buccaneers next year. What do you want?
Patriots.
Ugh.
I'm serious. Patriots. I can't bring myself to put Brady at that depth. I'm serious. I'll find a story to talk about with Brady and Foxborough.
I guess
I'll sit here and tell you for 17 weeks he shouldn't have come back.
Purely from a talk show host thing, I'll go Buccaneers because it's so hideous. That would be so hideous. Oh, my God. A Buccaneer? That would be so gross. I just rip them all season. So I guess I would take it. But I'm just telling you, that's the one place I would hurt his legacy.
Tampa Bay. Oh, my God. Brady at Tampa Bay Buck. Which one of these doesn't belong?
Volan writes, last week, a league source closely connected to one of this year's free agent quarterbacks said the Bucks are one of the three teams, along with the Chargers and the Raiders, that most often come up in his conversations with league personnel about Brady's potential landing spot. He says the Patriots, and then, you know, he quotes all these crazy Bruce Arians quotes, just basically blatantly tampering, and Jason Light saying, we want to see what's behind door number 2, 3, and 4, and writes, the Patriots are probably happy to let teams tamper with Brady before he becomes a free agent. It would allow the Patriots to get a good grasp of Brady's market, which is going to be robust, per the source. He said Brady is the linchpin of the quarterback market. Every team that needs one wants to know what Brady is going to do before moving on to Ryan Tannehill, Phillip Rivers, or any other available quarterback. Quote, they all want Tom, the source said. And this to me is important because this was in question among some people.
See, I feel vindicated by this.
Would Brady have a market? And is it not obvious now, after again hearing the panting coming out of Anthony Lynn yesterday, or the blatant tampering coming out of Tampa Bay, or Mike Vrabel's caginess, which I think was a giveaway too, that he's smart and so afraid of tampering that he'll challenge you for even asking the question. Never mind the Raiders link. Never mind the some of the new things we're hearing today. Never mind Mike Giardi of the NFL Network saying the Giants are on the list. Is it not clear to you now that Brady's market is through the roof? That he is in high, high demand, and someone is going to make him just an incredible offer, that the Patriots will not be able to compete with this offer. They will not be able to compete with the offer on the table, which doesn't mean he's still going to leave. That doesn't mean that he won't come back here for pennies on the dollar. He still might. He still might lose his nerve. But the Pats are going to be blown out of the water when it comes to the offer on the table.
I feel vindicated by it, you know, because as usual, I'm dedicated to my own take. I'm committed to it. But when you really look at it, what did people think was going to happen? The idea that somehow people weren't going to pay Tom Brady?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they thought what the Giants fans are saying today is we don't want him.
I know, but it just doesn't work that way. And I'll tell you what was really the big precedent for me was Manning. And you say, well, you know, Manning was different. He was forced out of Indy because they, you know, they had a bad year and they had the number one pick. Manning had had multiple neck surgeries by that point. Manning was damaged goods. Manning got to the market and he had multiple suitors and he got a good deal from Denver at that point in time. Like everybody just glossed over that a veteran quarterback with a real head on his shoulders, the capacity to analyze and dissect and win has immeasurable value in that league. So when Manning got his payoff right then, I said, just about any old guy who's still got anything left can go on the market and get paid. Brady's going to get paid.
So meanwhile, again, Mike Giardi has the Giants still on the list. Jimmy Stewart and his sources, which are not to be trifled with, say there's a 0% chance Brady's back in New England, 0%. And that Alex Guerrero has a big say in it, i.e. TB12 has a big say in it. And Brady likes the Rams too. Brady would welcome the Rams. Never mind whether they could fit him in or Jared Goff's contract or any other thing, just from the Brady side, that he would be interested in that, which means he's interested in the city of L.A. Or maybe he's interested in the city of L.A., but not the Chargers. So he's saying, well, what about the Rams? So anyway, that is all on the table. We have everything out that we have to give you. Your reaction to all of it after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.